The 21st of April 2020. Dear Mark, we have received your latest letter, the 16th of April, regarding your complaint about a socialist party stall outside Jubilee House, Stratford, London, a DWP and HMRC workplace, which took place on Monday the 30th of March, 2020. We are not sure what more we can add to our original response. As we explained, far from simply dismissing workers' concerns that social distancing guidelines are adhered to, all socialist party actions, including the stall that you refer to, strictly comply with them. We also stated that if, however, PCS reps still had concerns, we are of course very happy to discuss those with them. We made the point to you that the government's guidelines allow the buying and selling of newspapers. This applies equally to sellers of socialist newspapers as it does to vendors of other capitalist publications, provided that social distancing protocols are properly carried out. But the fact that you dismiss this can only lead to the unfortunate conclusion that you do, indeed, believe that the working class socialist press should face greater restrictions than those placed on media that do not have the interests of workers at their heart. And if that is so for the workers' press, then what are the implications for workers' independent organization generally, including the ability of PCS members and reps to organize on behalf of their fellow workers? Should they too face greater restrictions on their activity than the employers? Obviously not, in our opinion. Clearly, there are profoundly different views between us on these vital questions of how the labor and trade union movement should operate in these extremely challenging times, which it is in the interests of the movement to discuss out. Consequently, we believe it would be useful for the movement for us to publish this correspondence on our website and in the pages of The Socialist. Yours in solidarity, Hannah Sell.